Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about trying to skate uphill. Well, let's go. Yes everyone, in case you haven't noticed, everybody's living in the age of feelings. They try to do things that don't coincide with nature. Yes, everybody tries to ice skate uphill, just like how Blade said, right? So stupid, just like this, Hamlet with mongoloids. Very interesting, and I'm sure this is going to get a lot of reviews. Yeah, right, next. Yes, right now that we're on the subject of mongoloids, look at this retard. Yes, you think this guy is a man, right? He looks like one, but looks can be deceiving. Yes, and that weirdo, what's his name, Oscar Wilde, he once said that be yourself, everyone else is taken. But this guy wants to be some other thing. Yes, let's see what he says.
So I'm a gender non-conforming person and I've just been to a public toilet and I want to tell you what I experienced.
Yes, this ass spelunker is trying to tell you his adventures in the public restroom. Yes, let's go get high, right? The moral of the story is don't do drugs. Or at least galaxy gas. Look, people actually do that shit. So insane.
So normally I have my nails painted, I have my ears pierced, I have my little badge here.
Oh yes, that's gonna tell me, those little things are gonna show me that you play for the pink team. Okay, yes, I'm not gonna misgender you, huh? Alright, really? Who's gonna be wrong, me for misgendering this guy? Or this guy for not putting a big ol' sign saying that I'm a fairy? I don't know. But I guess I'm gonna get the short end of the stick because I'm a man and I'm stupid. But I identify as a parrot, so does that count? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not a parrot, I'm a macaw. Those are different.
And so it's very obvious that I am a member of the queer community, so...
Oh yes, I'm gonna guess your delusions just by your little subtle little markers, huh? Oh, okay, yes, yes. Oh man, everybody wants you to know who the hell they are, but they have like, what, 10,000 different genders now? Zip, zerp, oop, eep, up, oop, eep, ah. Sounds like Mars Attacks, huh? Fucking A.
Going into gendered spaces like public toilets is really not comfortable. It's a little bit edgy.
Gee, numbnuts, if there's a question, maybe you shouldn't do it. Here's a good rule of thumb for you. For anything, when in doubt, throw it out. Yes, if it kind of smells funny, just don't eat it, man. Throw it out. Yes, and it's what this guy should do. If you're having troubles using the bathroom, then maybe you should take all the little things and just go use it. Or maybe because those shits are a little subtle that people aren't going to notice that you're a tranny or gender fluid or whatever the hell you are. Yeah, because you look like a regular dude if you use the dude's bathroom, just go in and out. Nobody's gonna pay attention. Yes, that's all you gotta do. Just saying. Yes, typically if I need to use the public bathroom, it's because I need to take a shit. I really don't like using public bathrooms because nowadays people are fucking disgusting. I don't want to get AIDS, herpes, or gonorrhea from sitting on a damn toilet. Yes, do I want monkeypox in my butthole? No! Because then people think that Gonzo's gay, and I'm not a gay Gonz. No!
But I've built my confidence.
Yeah, fella, why don't you build that confidence and maybe you'll upgrade to 12-year-old boys from Grindr, right? Oh, man. Yes, gay used to being happy. And yes, I'm sure this guy is happy, right? Right? Oh, shit, man, we're all going to hell, aren't we? Whatever.
I normally feel okay, and, you know, I think society has become more okay with people like me.
No, I'm sorry, little missy. People are not accepting of you. It's just that people are tired of your shit and they don't want to fight anymore. They have fatigue. Yes, they have fatigue. Like, you know, there's black fatigue now. Now there's a trans fatigue. Oh, yes. Why do you think the DEI is going out? But it's not tapping out yet. But, oh, yes. Yeah, people are getting tired of your shit. Just saying.
But since the Supreme Court judgment and since this new legislation has come out about public spaces, I feel so edgy.
Oh yes, this shit's a pressing matter. The shit that's happening in the Middle East doesn't matter. All that shit's happening in Israel. Oh yes, the shit in Ukraine. What about the fucking petrodollar? What happened with that? But no, everybody wants to worry about who uses what bathroom. This is stupid. If you don't know this is a distraction, then you're fucking retarded. Yes, this is all bullshit. The government is just trying to fuck people and distracting you because they think you're stupid. And something tells me they're right. Just saying.
I feel so. I'm not trans. I use the gents. I feel really, really itchy, and it's that feeling of insecurity that has really, really increased.
Yes, these assholes are nothing but agents of chaos. Don't get distracted by their bullshit. You're just a distraction. Don't fall for it. I'm just saying.
I don't even know if anybody has it out for me. I don't know if anyone's feeling hostile to me. But it's just that fear, it's that knowledge that, oh my god, people feel empowered. Those people.
How is this empowering? Using the bathroom. No, you were in there because you need to relieve yourself. Yeah, take a shit or piss or whatever. But no, there's nothing empowering about this. You're stupid and delusional. You just want to pervert people. Yes. In my opinion, you just want attention because your life sucks. You have nothing else going on for you. So you gotta put on this stupid little costume so people pay attention to you. Gee, why don't you cure cancer or hunger? Or gee, oh, maybe you should unite the world. All these tree-hugging hippies want you to do world peace? Yeah, why don't you do that? Unify the world with world peace. Go for it. Come on, Captain Planet. Do something.
People who want to harm me. Those people who want to be hostile towards me now.
No, motherfucker. The only thing that makes you relevant is because you're crying and saying shit, but there's nothing of value of you. You're as important as a fucking wet fart. Yes, after you come in there and fucking make your mess, I gotta clean up your shit. Nah, fuck out of here, man. There's nothing empowering of this. You're just stupid. Won't you get a job, you fucking hippie? Oh, and guess what, freak show? Blowjobs don't count. Just saying.
I don't feel empowered to do so, because when I go into
nobody cares what you're wearing, asshole. You're irrelevant. Just like the rest of the male society. All men are worth nothing because that's what we are. Nothing. I know being an adult sucks sometimes, but hell, you gotta move forward. So you better do it and then accept your life, because if you don't, then you're gonna be doing stupid shit. But you don't care, do ya? You'd rather do your stupid tranny stuff. Oh, it's your life. You live it the way you want it. Just know that some people are gonna put up with your shit. Just saying.
I've got a break. So that's me. Imagine what trans people feel. Just want to share that. You want that?
Yeah, dude, stop being a victim. Don't you know, as a man, nobody gives a shit about you? Yes, everybody thinks you're a trash. They think you're a monster, that you're gonna go abuse people. Yes, especially if you're white, too. They hate white men. Yes, you're the great white devil. Just like in Ace Ventura 2. You're gonna put those little devil horns like I did in Ace Ventura. Yes, don't let these weak people gaslight you, thinking that you're weak. You're not weak. You're the strong mofo. And you gotta act like it too. These people are just trying to destabilize you because they want to follow their filthy agenda. No, because they do that, then you're gonna be eating the bugs and living and whatever pods and, you know, have nothing. Fuck all that shit. Yes, you'd be surprised how much power you have in your two little hands. Yes, all you gotta do is just execute it. Don't be scared. A lot of this shit's mental. Don't let your doubts and delusions get the better of you. Because, yeah, then you have these little worms getting overpowering you. And no, we can't have that, my friend. Let's push forward and kick ass because we need to bring the good future. Fuck this bad ending bullshit. Am I right? There's nothing else to do, so just kick ass and enjoy your life and don't be a worm. Well, goodbye.
All right, what is this?
I sell methamphetamine.
Yeah.
I have it right here.
Okay, so what's that?
$740.
You're making. What is this?
I just got $700.
So what? You sold drugs to that person?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Mike,
so what is this? This is a meth lab.
This is my meth.
It's fucking unbelievably disgusting. Oh. So why'd you beat that person up?
Because he's not doing his job and he's stuck.
He's probably on drugs.
Knocked out.
Does this game tell you that drugs are bad or anything?
No, not months, actually. Just from the very beginning.
Oh my gosh.
Now I'm cooking it. This is how you make it.
So this is the video games that kids are playing now. Not you anymore, sweetheart. Oh.